Well, something's happening there. We figured we'd bring in someone who knows how this sort of thing works, former CIA operative extraordinaire Wayne Simmons, who you see on Fox News. He joined us when we were in New York just, back in September, around September 11th. Wayne, good to have you back on the show, sir.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Mark.
So what have you figured out? As a former CIA operative, as a spook, as they say, what do you think is really going on with this Russian case? I mean, here's a guy who has this, plutonium-210, which apparently you can get on the Internet, and suddenly he's going out in style pointing fingers.
Well, the honest answer is nobody has a clue as to what really happened. Putin is the obvious, and any time in this business something is that obvious, you have to take three or four steps back and take a look at it, because especially in Russia, you're talking about the political power, the military power, the oil wealth power, and when you combine all those together, you have a lot of cabals that could easily have had a reason to whack Litvinenko. And keep in mind, this comes only, 2 months or 3 months after Anna Politkovskaya, the reporter who Litvinenko evidently knew something about, that was murdered. She was the 42nd reporter murdered in Russia since 1992. So it is a very, very hazardous profession over there.
Well, anytime you, as they say, speak truth to power, and I got to tell you, I mentioned this on the show yesterday, I keep coming back to when I had a chance to sit down and interview Gorbachev 2 years ago face to face, and Putin was just kind of getting on a roll. He had just packed away one of his detractors, the oil company guy. He just kind of said, hey, I'll get him out of circulation. He'd started to show that he's, I think, still the KGB guy. And I asked Gorbachev about him, and I remember the look in his eyes. He looked like, I don't want to tell you what I'm really feeling, but let me just give you the Chamber of Commerce kind of bottom line here. That was very telling to me. It seemed like he didn't trust him, although he lives over there, so he's got to be careful.
Well, listen, absolutely, you've heard it before, and it's very true. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And in Russia, with Putin, this is an example of absolute power. Now, did Putin have anything to do with this? Nobody knows, but you can stand rest assured that virtually nothing takes place in the Soviet Union without him at least knowing about it, or knowing that it was going to take place, or possibly getting permission, because it is bringing a lot of heat and people are pointing a lot of fingers at him. So, but again, as you mentioned earlier, I would find it very odd that Putin would want to bring a lot of attention to himself when he's in the business right now of cutting deals with Iran and selling rockets.
Well, thinking this through as a former CIA operative, Wayne Simmons, maybe if you use reverse psychology, plausible denial, maybe that's exactly what he wants us to think.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. No. The bottom line is this, and you could twist this all around, Mark, and people do. The bottom line is this. I don't want anybody pointing a finger at me, and I'm not going to do anything to have to use reverse psychology. You see,
I don't
want anybody looking at me. So I'm not going to go out there and pull off this act that, you know what, could probably have waited for a month or 2 months or 3 weeks or whatever. So I have my, did he know about it? It's anybody's guess. These are some very, very powerful, very bad individuals.
What about the Russian mob, which has really expanded its reach in recent months and years?
Oh, yeah, I apologize if I left them out earlier when I was talking about military, political.
No, you got in some of that, but I think.
Well, you've got the Chechen mob, you've got the Russian mafia, and they make the Italians, God bless them, look like schoolboys.
What kind of an influence do they have? I mean, I know that one of the things I was reading the other day, I don't know, New York Times or somewhere, about the casino business and the way that's really just gone crazy. They've got a lot of issues in Moscow, kind of like two different worlds. So who's really in charge? I mean, certainly Putin has his power, but the mob has really increased to, in some cases, be like a parallel universe out there.
Well, that's exactly right. And I will tell you unequivocally, St. Petersburg is virtually 100% under mob control. Moscow might be 50-50, but you can bet that there is a major mafia mob influence throughout the entirety of the Soviet Union, up to and including the military. I mean, remember, the military is the scary part, because they control the nukes, they control the weapons, they control virtually everything. So this is, as I said, one huge cabal. If you had them all sitting at the table, it would be the mafias and the politicians, et cetera, et cetera. So it's ugly and it's big, and that's what President Bush has to deal with.
Yep.
He's got his hands full.
Talking to Wayne Simmons, former CIA operative. You see him on Fox News Channel frequently. Good reason for that. He knows what he's talking about. Go back to where we are in the world of intelligence here. By the way, one of the reports out today that Nancy Pelosi has finally rejected Alcee Hastings as the possible intelligence chief. That would have been a real, you talk about a corruption problem if she had pushed for that.
Yeah, obviously, I'm really disappointed about that decision.
Not bringing in some corrupt guy to run that. But part of the problem is we keep going back to, as I mentioned earlier this hour here on COGO, that when the CIA post-Watergate was chopped up and restricted and so forth. And some of the same people who were all over that back in the late 70s saying the CIA is involved in too much stuff. Let's not do that. We just want it to be nice. They're the same ones now saying, why don't we have better intelligence? You know, why don't we know more about what's going on in this Russian situation? Or why didn't we know going into Iraq everything we know now or think we know? You know, I mean, but the same people who were emasculating the CIA then are now demanding better intelligence. So
you're absolutely right, Mark. And this goes back to at least 1975 in the Church Commission when they just dismantled for all intents and purposes most of our human intelligence, which once that snowball started, we were no longer able to set up intelligence chains throughout the countries that we needed them, like the Soviet Union. Now, fortunately, we still had the old warriors like Richard Helms, and a lot of people out there are cringing, but I am telling you, Richard Helms and Alan Dulles and the old CIA guys, the old OSS guys, kept us safe throughout the Cold War. And we got this new generation of guys who didn't know how to act and didn't know what to do because of the politicians whacking us so bad. And if we had those guys back today, I'm telling you, the intelligence would not be suffering like it is.
Now, one of the other questions, and this involves CIA and some of the other players in the Middle East and so forth, when the Soviet Union came apart and the wall came down in Berlin and so forth, we've had all these concerns, I think rightfully so, about where, you know, not just nuke stuff went, but just where other military equipment went around the world. It's like some of them had a fire sale to Lord knows whom. Will we ever know where some of that equipment ended up and which of it is in the hands of the terrorists?
Well, the answer is we know where a great part of it went. I mean, just go into the continent of Africa and you can pretty much find most of it. The truly deadly stuff, that's a great question. We don't know where a lot of that is. That scares a lot of people as well. It should. And, you know, again, a lot of it is still being held by the military powers. They're using it as bargaining tools to secure power and obtain power and hold on to it. But again, most of it is in the continent of Africa. Just take a look at wherever you find the bloodbaths over the last 20 years and continue to see it. That's where those weapons are, because we're not selling anyone the weapons.
Yeah, do we have better intelligence now there? I know Africa is a huge situation. You look at down in Somalia and so forth, what's happening in Sudan, and in many respects, that's where some, as you know, a lot of those terrorists are going. It's like the Nazis going to Argentina back in the, you know, the 30s
well,
and 40s.
Right. And unfortunately, as crazy as it sounds, the intelligence coming out of Africa is better today than it is coming out of Iraq and Iran and Jordan and so on and so on. Only because we have unabated access to those places. So we've been able to maintain, of course, our signal intelligence and our satellite intelligence and of course our human intelligence. But when you get into the Irans, into the Iraqs, into the Middle East states, and especially into the inner workings of today's terrorists, it's very, very difficult to get any real-time intelligence out of it. We sometimes stumble on strategic intelligence, but we can't translate that from strategic to tactical, which tells us when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, and what the target is.
Wayne Simmons with us here, CIA operative, well, X, that is, as far as we know, working on Fox News Channel as well. Paul, let's go to Paul on the cell phone here. Welcome to COGO. You're on with Mark Larson, Wayne Simmons. Hi.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, it's Paul. I just got in on hearing some of the just last comment, and the federal government did the same thing. I was in organized crime intelligence in Illinois, and they under Levi, which was I think Gerald Ford's AG, they just decided they weren't going to do this anymore, and I think they sued like 4,000. FBI agents for looking into America, you know, spying on Americans.
That's a great way to recruit more agents.
Yeah.
Threaten to sue them.
It really just basically ended the effort to do crime intelligence, and And at the same time, organized crime was diminishing, but that's when terrorism, you know, the anti-war terrorists and the drugs and gun importation was actually building up. And so we just missed everything, and you couldn't even bring the case to court. Couldn't even bring it to court.
Well, yeah, and Paul, those are great points. And unfortunately, what has happened is the Americans are such good people, but the only thing that Americans want to do is recreate. They don't want to be bothered about protecting the nation, most Americans. So we want to get up in the morning, go to work, get our check, and recreate on the weekends. And the problem with that is that people aren't paying attention, and they don't understand that the CIA is composed of some of the most incredible people you will ever meet, and that is the first line of defense to protect this nation. Once it gets past the CIA and into the country domestically, we have another outstanding group of individuals in the FBI and DEA and ATF and so on and so many other intelligence agencies, but they've all been handcuffed. They are all in diminished capacities and not able to fulfill the edict to protect the nation, and that's because of the politicians.
Yeah, and more of those same kind of people who handcuffed the CIA and the FBI over the years, they're the ones who are going to be in charge of a lot of committees beginning in January, so just keep that in mind. I appreciate that call, Paul. Wayne Simmons with us here on News Radio 600 KOGO. Very quickly, when I was in Washington last month, I was very surprised to see a recruiting poster, you know, like those ads that they have in the airports out at Reagan National, for the CIA saying, "Hi, consider a career with us in clandestine service." Is that working? Are we getting more people recruited, even though, you know, you might get sued and killed and Lord knows what? Is that working?
You know, I do not know. I have no way of knowing, and the CIA is certainly not going to share that information with anyone, quite frankly, except very, very internal, I would think, or certainly committees. But is it a good idea? You know, I guess, you know, let's try. It's a different day, and it's a different age, and maybe it does work. But I will tell you what America is looking for, what the CIA is looking for, are first and foremost above all else, are patriots, or what we call super patriots. It's not about the money, and if you have any idea, if you're going to try to become a field officer, if you have any idea and worry about getting hurt or put into a position that you don't want to be, then you know what? Go do another job. You're not going to make it, but if you're a patriot and ready to go and rock and roll, and we have thousands of fine young men and women outstanding in the military that are ready to take those jobs. So, you know, that's where we need to be focused.
All right, Wayne, appreciate the update. Your analysis, as always, we'll talk to you. Thank you.
I'll look forward to it.
All right, Wayne Simmons, former CIA man and Fox News analyst here on News Radio 600 KOGO.